Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perek Tzadihei, Mizmor Tzadihei, Chapter 95, Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 95 begins for us the sequence of chapters that are found in our liturgy, in our davening, in our tfilos, on Friday night, which comprise Kabbalah's Shabbos, beginning with the Chun Rananah. As we mentioned previously, that these are amongst the chapters that are ascribed to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's very possible for us to find allusions to Moshe Rabbeinu, even as he's not mentioned at the outset, but rather that there's a direct correlation and relationship to Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw in an article on the Mizmor, written by our own Rabbi Etchelom, who very beautifully taught us Shmuel and other pieces, the notion that there's some very obvious direct connection between Moshe Rabbeinu here, and that perhaps one could say that this Mizmor, along with the other ones, were written at the end of Moshe's life, just prior to his passing on Har Nevo, in his charge to Klal Yisrael, and that this sort of makes up a lot of what it is that Moshe Rabbeinu says in Sefer Devarim, is alluded to and ascribed to in these chapters. The Friday night Mizmorim, generally speaking, were formulated in the sense of creating a feeling about us and for us of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kingdom, dominion of God over us, and there are obviously a certain number of them, which is a very obvious point, that whose theme essentially follows, 6 days of the week, right? You have six and the seventh. So the six are essentially about God as the master of the universe. That Hashem is that Shabbos is the testimony for all that all else that is in the world. And these are those mizmorim that make that up. Chapter 95 that we'll deal with today is very interesting in its very sort of stark split that happens literally in the middle of a verse. Which we'll get to in a moment. And what you have is, in the first half, is this very sense of a call to praise, a call to honor, and a call to thanks towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards God. And in the second half, a very direct and very dramatic turn to very specific events and an exhortation and a rebuke to the generations in the future. Let's begin. We'll do a full translation, and then we'll work our way back to understand the breakup, essentially, the parts and pieces of the chapter, so we can understand on a greater level. And we'll bring in a couple of ha'aras, a couple of very interesting and beautiful points from the various commentaries, as we always do, to highlight some very interesting pieces that are going on, and to enhance and deepen our understanding of the chapter. Come, let us sing most joyfully to Hashem. Let us call out to the rock of our salvation. Let us greet him with thanksgiving, bisoda, with praiseful songs, bismiros. Let us call out to him. Why? Ki el gadol Adonai, umelech gadol al kol Elohim. Why do we do those things? For Hashem, our great God, is Hashem, and a great king above all the other heavenly powers. By the way, parenthetically speaking, many of the translations that I will use come from the Art Scroll interlinear Siddur. At least the chapters, obviously the chapters that appear in the davening, I will use that translation. It breaks up very nicely, and it's very easy to follow, and I recommend highly, in my humble opinion, its use in the course of one's davening, so one has the ability, if not understanding, to look at the translations and look at the interpretation and be able to understand the flow and the sequence and the fluidity of the different verses. Asher biyado mechkirei aretz v'so afos harim lo. For in his power, biyado, in his power, in his hands, are the hidden mysteries of earth, mechkirei aretz, mechkirei from chakar, right, to investigate or the searching, v'so afos harim lo. The summits, we'll use the term Beto Afos, is going to be viewed as the summits of the mountains. So you have sort of the extremes, the Aretz and the Harim, the mountains and the valleys, essentially the earth, are his. Asher lo hayom v'hu asau, For his is the sea, and he perfected it, he made it. V'yabeshes yadav yatsaru, and the dry land his hands fashioned it. Again, you have a parallel yam and yabasha. Bo'u nishtachaveh v'nichra'ah, nivracha lifnei Adonai oseinu. Come, let us prostrate ourselves, v'nichra'ah, and bow, and then nivracha, let us kneel, nivracha, not coming from baracha, but from berech, right, it's a bending of the knees, lifnei Hashem oseinu, before Hashem, our maker. Why? Ki hu Eloheinu, v'anachnu am mariso v'tzon yado, for he is our God, and we are his flock to pasture, sheep in his hands. Now, if you want to mark it down in your notes, if you're taking notes, if you're writing it all, here is where the transition happens, literally in the middle of the verse. Hayom im bikolos ishma'u. Even today, it's possible if we listen to his voice, we heed his call, bikolo, his call, his voice, tishma'u, we listen. Al takshu livavchem kimiriva. Do not harden your hearts like as at Meriva. Kiyom Masa Bamidbar, as on the day at Masa in the wilderness. Masa Meriva, we'll see what that is in a moment. Asher nisuni avoseichem. For when your fathers, your ancestors tested me, nisuni, right? It's from a nisayon. They tested me. Bechanuni gam ma'ufalim. When they tested me though, they had seen my deed, they had seen my actions. We'll see what pa'ali are. Arba'im shana akut bador. For 40 years I was angry, akut will say is angry or loathed with that generation, bador. Va'omar, and I said, am to'e levavheim. They are a people that errs in the heart. Veheim lo yodu derechai, and they do not know my ways. Asher nishbati bi'api, therefore in my anger, I swore, im yivo'un el menuchasi, that they should not enter, they should not gather, they should not come to my place of contentment, to my place of rest, to my place of tranquility, i.e. Eretz Yisrael. So you see a very stark shift between the two verses, two halves. And even really within the first half, there's a break point, which we'll deal with in a moment. But let's sort of look at the language. Beginning at the beginning, lichu. Radak writes in his commentary, lichu. What does lichu mean? He says, this is a vision towards the future, Yemos HaMashiach. Kein Yomri Yisrael B'Yemos HaMashiach Ish La'achiv Shiranenu Lo'el Shehoshiam, that they should then offer song to the God that has saved them. V'chvar Perashnu, we've already translated and explained, Ki Milas Lichu V'Lech Hu B'Memekomos Inyon Zirus HaMaisa. That is the purpose of calling out for a person to be alacritous, a person to move quickly in their actions. Lo halicha mamash, not an actual physical walking. That's not what it means. So here, essentially, it's a person one to another. Come on, let's go, let's go. Right, the image we always have with lechun rianina is the image of our sages going out to the fields and welcoming Shabbos. So here it's a slightly different in terms of the actual text. It's going out. Let's go and praise Hashem. Let's go and say something wondrous and wonderful to Hashem. Lechu niranina. Let's go. Let's go sing. In our text at the beginning of the chapter, in understanding what's going on a little bit, just notice that you have essentially a variety of forms of praise, let's say, of manners and methods of praise. You have niranina, which is singing. You have naria, which is calling out. That's similar to what we have with tirua, right? A loud noise, a loud sound. Nikadma bisoda, right? We'll get him with soda, with thanksgiving. Bismiros naria lo, right? So nikadma is to go out. Let's go greet him, right? To be makdim is to sort of reach there before he arrives with thanksgiving. And bismiros naria, we'll go in naria. So you have sort of three verbs of action, niranina, naria, and nikadma, and you have song and thanksgiving and song, right? It's just a very joyful and joyous experience. You can imagine, to put it in a certain understanding, in a certain terminology, you can imagine the melech sort of on his way in, that let's go greet the king, right? Let's be makdim shalom lechavero, right? Let's you bring the Talmudic term. Let's go out and greet him. Let's, as he's coming in, we know he's coming, let's go greet him. And we say, why? Ki El Gadol, right? He's a great God, right? He's great. He's a great God. Umelach Gadol, I'll call him. He's a God. He's a king over all of the Elohim. All of Elohim. So what is that Elohim? So there's a little bit of a machlokas there. So the Targum says that Elohim here means Umalka Rabba Al Kol Eloha, all the other gods. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God above all other gods. It's not to say that we think that there's any sort of other power in the world, but it's sort of a phraseology that's typical. Mi Chamocha Bo Elim Hashem. Who is like you amongst the Elim, right? Elim is the, usually we many understand it, as the gods of the other nations, right? So that's one approach. The other approach that's dealt with in the different commentaries is, no, it's not that at all, but rather, Ibn Ezra writes, that it's Melech al kol Malchei HaShamayim. What are Malchei HaShamayim? So Malchei HaShamayim can be viewed as the Malachim, but it's really the heavenly bodies and the heavenly spheres. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the power over those different bodies that exist. So that's, if you want to sort of pick the image, so God controls the entire universe, and that's a very large task, right? Melech Gadol Al Kol Elohim. So then that's part of it. So why are we going out and doing all these things? Because and singing and all these other things? Because God is a great God and a God above all the other powers in the world. If it's a heavenly powers factor, then and based on the following descriptions, Asher be'ado mechkerei aretz v'sof os harim lo, that in his hands are the depths of the mysteries of the earth and the great summits of the mountains, then you have that extreme notion which we've seen in we have seen and we'll see in other places where we have the idea of yom and laila, that you sort of have the full expansion of images, similarly going forward with Yam and Yabasha. So you have this whole sort of creation motif going on here. Then we have a very interesting idea. And this I saw also in Rabbi Yechon's article, beautifully described, that the first section of praise that's going on here is sort of universal. It's not, quote-unquote, unique to Klal Yisrael, but it's about Brias HaOlam. It's a much larger reality in the world that's going on here, which we'll see in a moment that in the sort of the second half of this praise section is very personal directly to us. So here, it's talking about Brias HaOlam, right? We have this idea of sort of the world being crafted in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the people of the earth are sort of, creations and tools of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's creativity and abilities to bring into being. And then in verse 6, Bo'u nishtachaveh v'nichra'a nivrecha lifnei Adonai Oseinu. Right here, before we had l'chu, right? And now we have bo'u. So there's sort of a parallel that's going on in terms of the structure, but this one is going to be different. Here we're talking about bo'u nishtachaveh v'nichra'a, so we have different languages, not of loud and boisterous singing, but rather of actions of prostration, of a person bowing down in a variety of different ways. You have hishtachva'a, which is as Radak explains here, that hishtachva'a is the full body. Nishtachaveh, says Radak, who shituch kol aguf ba'aretz, pishut yadayim raglayim. It's flat lying on the ground. Person literally lying flat against the ground. V'nichra'a, kriyas harosh, is sort of the bowing of the head, in k'tzas haguf, right? With part of the body, kimosha anu korim bibrachos. Just like we bow, we bend at certain of the brachos. Right? It's sort of like a humbling stance of the body. Nivracha, again, nivracha does not come from the language of bracha, but rather berech. And it says radaki kriyas habirkayim ba'aretz. It's sort of the kneeling on the knees. Right? So what you have is sort of a very different vision of a manner of acknowledgement of praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas before you had this sort of very boisterous singing and it's almost dancing if you want to see that image of that way. Here you have a much quieter sense of worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we know that it's different? If you keep reading, so you see that it's described very differently. Right? This is Hashem, our Creator. We should bow, prostrate ourselves before our Creator. Why? Ki now, instead of saying before, Kihu, Ki El Gadol Hashem, Umelech Gadol Kol Elohim, that he's the power and the force and the God above all the other gods or over the heavenly spheres, Kihu Eloheinu, difference. He is our God. Va'anachnu Am Mar Iso Vitzon Yado. And we are his nation, right? His flock that he is the that he shepherds over. So here it's a different experience altogether, right? Very personal in nature, very directly to us. It's a different vision. It's a different manner of praise. It's directly relating to who we are as a people. That's different, right? We are his. And then, amazingly, it shifts. So here, you have completely different realities on the ground. Like, you know, suddenly, like, sort of out of nowhere, the entire Mizmor changes direction in the middle of a verse. And now it goes into this whole admonition sphere with the words, Hayom im bikolos yishma'u. Basically, what it sounds like it's saying is, oh, it could be like then again, if we behave a certain way and not another way. It could be that way. Right? So, what's now going on? Now we have this section of admonition. And it's talking about Dor HaMidbar. It's funny, when we daven on Friday night, and we start with the Chu Niranina, and it's beautiful, with a beautiful Baal Tefillah, and the Baal Tefillah reaches the sort of last section of the Mizmor, and belts out the Nusach, slow and melodious tunes, and perhaps in some cases you have the membership and the those who are congregated in davening, the minyan, who are singing along. When you look at the words, it's a very powerful and painful message that's being sent to Klal Yisrael at the same time, but very meaningful and very personal as well. Al takshu livavchem kimiriva, right? Don't harden your hearts like was the case at Meriva. And then the second half, Kiyo Masa Bamidbar, like as the day of Masa, right? So now we have a Machlokas Harishon. Even Ezra says, what are these talking about? So he says, Kiyo Masa V'hanochom Beinai Albiya Samiraglim, that the Masa is about the Miraglim. V'hamiriva hi Nisna Rosh. Right? He says, and the Meriva is the notion of them going back to Mitzrayim. What they said in the text is, Nisna Rosh V'Nashuv Mitzrayim. Let's turn around and go home. Go back to Egypt. V'hamasa, how do we know that he says, how do we know that the Masa is Meraglim? Kisham Kasu V'yinasu Osi Ze'eser Pa'amim V'lo Shamu Bekoli. They have now tested me 10 times and they haven't listened to my voice. Right? So here, right, we have this notion of Al Takshulu V'chem Kimriva Kiyom Masa B'minbar. Right? And he says that's what it means. Mi heim haminasim v'tam ra'ufa ali shemesu kulam b'midbar k'kasu v'acharav. Later on, in the end of his perish, on the perek, when he talks about the end of it, ra'ufa ali, what does it mean? They saw my actions. They saw how I killed them in the desert, how they all died in the desert. Radak says, no way. No way, no way, no way. Radak says, ki tekev shagalam v'beis avadim nasu oso b'refidim. Immediately after HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them, immediately they're complaining. They're already complaining. They started to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimo she'asu avoseichem b'meriva, kiyom masa, shem ha'makom, nikra masu meriva. Ariv b'nei Yisrael v'anas osam osi lemor, hayesh Hashem b'kibenu imayin. Right? They tested God. They went after God. They went after everything. Is there God with us? Do we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us? He continues then further down in his parish, and he says, what? He says, Kama pamim nasuni gamru shebakati lam hayam. How many times did they test me? Did they not see me split the water for them? Vamancha radati lahem. And the food that I brought down to them from the heavens, vatsur shebakati lahem, and the rock that I broke for them for water, afa pike nisuni. Even still, they tested me. Ze perush gam. This is what it means, the word gam ra'u. Right? We have this, the term gam ra'u fo'ali. Ki afilu achar shara'u pa'ali. Afal pikein lo haminu bi vehen vinisuni. Shehechisuni badvar ha-miraglim ad sha'amarti chiyu mis'achrim v'min bar 40 shana. So the Radak gets to the Meraglim, but it's not uniquely about the Meraglim, right? Because the 40-year thing happens with the Meraglim. So ultimately, he gets to the Meraglim, but it's not uniquely related to the Meraglim at that point. And then it finishes out where HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears in his anger at the Jewish people that they're not going in to Eretz Yisrael, that they will be punished, that they will not benefit to see the Makom Menuchasi, to realize and to actualize the meaning of that experience of the fulfillment of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It says Rashi, El Menucha, Sila Eretz Yisrael Yushalayim Yashir Kirasim Menucha, that I called places, that I called Yushalayim and Eretz Yisrael Makom Menucha, my place of resting. They will not see that place, they will not get to that place. So you have in here a call to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a call to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a call to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, both in the largest sense, perhaps in the universal sense, then in a national sense of prostration and acknowledgement and respect and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different manner of worship in the second half of the first, and then an admonition to Klal Yisrael, right? Don't be like the Dor HaMidbar. Don't do what they did wrong. Do it differently. And then warning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them if they're like that. Meaning, it's our opportunity, it's our chance to do it if we want. However, if we miss it, we're going to blow it. It's our opportunity to do exactly what we want. Says the Malbim as follows. On the Pasuk says, on that verse where it shifts in verse 7, he says like this, the relationship and the connection of God to the creations, that is does not hinge on their free choice. Because it's an obvious reality by virtue of their being created. And that's not something that is anewed or renewed, and it does not hinge and does not hang upon their will or their desire. That's in his hand, biyado. However, the relationship and the connection with his nation, Hudavar Hatol Bukhirasam, that hinges on their choice. Hudavar Mishade Shalpima Sehem. And it something that renews based on their actions. Umasha Anachnu Amo Vitsomariso. And that fact that we are his nation and the sheep that he shepherds. Hudavar Mishadesh Hayom. It's something that anews and renews itself today. And it hinges on our free choice and on our choices if we listen to his voice. Meaning that it's all dependent on us and dependent on what we do and how we handle that relationship. This is how we go into Shabbos. This is how we begin the understanding and an admonition vis-a-vis our past and our history and an opportunity vis-a-vis our future as we begin the Shabbos day. We continue tomorrow with Perek Tzadi Vav 96.